This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, how these clans actually worked is that they were generally competing with each other. There were rivalry amongst them. So they would always compete with each other. And this is why, once Abu Jahl said, he said, we would compete with the Bani Hashim in everything. They were rivalry. But when they brought a Nabi, we could no longer compete with him. Meaning we didn't believe in him because he came from the Bani Hashim. Very interesting, isn't it? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Jews who were in Medina, the Jews in Medina were waiting for the final prophet. But when the final prophet came, they didn't believe in him because he was not from the Bani Israel. And also many even from the Quraysh did not believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam solely because he did not belong to them. And subhanAllah, you know, this shows us the evil nature of qawmiyyah, the evil nature of nationalism and tribalism, that eternal success was stripped away from you. Why? Because for you, affiliation to your tribe, to your nation was greater than the haqq.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, what you have just been watching is an excerpt from the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the man regarding who the Messenger of Allah said, the sun has not risen over a man better than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have delivered over 50 episodes on the life of this great man. If you are interested in studying the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then go to my YouTube channel, Sheikh Zahir Mahmood, subscribe, press the bell icon, and you will be notified when they are released. The unique thing also about this course is that in the description, there is a question answer session, and you can test yourself and your family on what you know regarding the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. JazakumAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.